Hello.
Hi, Alma.
Hi, beautiful.
Hello.
I'm sorry, I didn't answer. I was on the other phone arguing. First is my doctor's, and then it's Amazon. No, it's hard. It's been a hard day today.
Aw, it's just hard to hear that.
That's fine.
What are you planning for tomorrow?
We'll wait on Amazon. Wait on Amazon again? No, it's just how I barely moved into my apartment. I'm just situated, and it's hard for me because I have no vehicle. And I don't talk to a lot of people. I think I have like the close, the people I know are like four people. And all of them have a truck. All of them have cars. And so I'm on a budget now. And I don't want to ask my dad for money. And I'm trying to get furniture, like, on Facebook and these apps that they sell them for really cheap. But I have to pick them up, and I have no truck. And then Amazon, I buy my kitchenware, my houseware from Amazon, and my stuff to decorate the house besides the other app. And they tell me they came today and that they had to leave. They didn't leave the stuff because that nobody answered the door and there's a code to get in the door. And there's not. I'm sorry, I'm going off. But I was calling because if they had, I mean, I was texting because I had got an email, something about access.
Can you please tell me what email was it?
I'm looking for it now.
And by the way, yes, while I have you here, the phone, I spoke with our Google Verified team. So remember I told you, like, it showed that the background check was submitted and under review, and then all of a sudden now it is asking again for you to do the background check. So as per our team, there's actually a few accounts that are experiencing this. So it's like a bug issue, but they are already in contact with our Google Verified associate. So we'll check in with them to see what's happening. So we don't have a concrete answer yet why this is happening, but for now, let's wait for their update.
Okay.
So that's why they give the go signal to do the verification. Or they might not go ahead and let us do, but it depends. We don't know yet, but I'll keep you updated on Monday, okay?
Okay, that's fine. I know my dad. I know him already. He's already freaking out that he's got, that Angie screwed him over. And then now he's going to say, okay, we're paying this and we're doing this and the Google Verified and it's supposed to be better and I'm supposed to get more leads and he's not seeing anything yet.
Oh, I apologize on that one. Don't worry, I will continue to monitor on this one to make sure this gets resolved.
Okay. This was like, so we're just waiting for the background to go through and he'll start getting his double leads like that they had said you hand them to us live, talking to them and things like that.
Yes.
So until the background check goes through and they fix that, that's when he's going to start getting them.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, but meanwhile, he gets his regular ones, right?
I'm sorry?
But meanwhile, so while we're waiting for that, he'll get his regular leads, right?
Yes, that's correct. And like I've mentioned earlier, I have already submitted it to our team for full optimization. So hopefully we can go ahead and get more and better leads in the coming days.
Yeah, because he's just really freaking out now. Because we had one that we're not worried about that it was actually from y'all. And now she's kind of backing out of it and things. Like, we're accommodating her and everything. We went so much lower on the price. My dad doesn't want to cut everybody off. Like, he doesn't want to only get the really, really good, expensive bids or estimates. He wants to help people also because, I mean, we were there at that one place where we couldn't afford it, and we want to help people that can't even. So we try to make it accommodating so they won't see like a big need. We used to have it where it's half and half. And I, with me talking to my dad, I convinced him to do installments. And it's like that, it's because I tell him, Daddy, they see this big number and they kind of freak out. It's a big number. But, yeah, he's just really freaking out because he says there's no more leads coming in. He's going to be out of work. He's going to leave me stranded. He's going to leave me stuck. And I don't want him worrying no more. He's got enough on his, he's got enough he's going through, and I don't want him getting sick on. That's what really worries me. But is if there's anything else that we can do to, like, push some really leads to, I don't know, something to show him that we're doing, it's okay.
All right, now, the best that we can actually do to the account, especially with the regular leads, is for the optimization. So I did already ask, I think, thank you, by the way, for sending the pictures. So I'll send them over.
Yeah, I'm not done yet. I still got to get the other ones. I don't know why. I look on my phone and my laptop, and they're not on there, and I'm doing some... I end up starting moving around and tweaking with it, and I find them here and there, but I have to go and download each one, download them separately because it doesn't want to do it together, and then send them to you. But there's, because I got just an email just now where she says that she's just waiting on me to let her know which ones it is that we want on the slideshow. It says something about when you send the next batch, please include quick notes on how would you like us to use them. My site, page, section, business, profile, cover us. Okay, so they're just saying that where I want them at, but if, I mean, isn't it if y'all take care of all of that? Give me 1 minute. I don't know if this is Amazon. I'm so sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Isn't it for, I figured they were going to go on all his pages. Okay. Honey?
Oh, yeah?
Okay, I thought I was like, this is up on me.
No, I thought you were speaking with somebody else.
No, I hung up on it. It's those spam calls, and sometimes they, I don't know how, like earlier I got one saying it was y'all, it said local slash on it, so I'm answering it, and it's like, I'm going to push this button, so you want to qualify for this amount of money, and you to help you with your rent, and then I was like, no, and I hung up on it. But it had said local slash on it. That's why now it freaked me out, and I answer everybody. But the photos, they're asking me where or what do I want to post them on, but I was figuring they were going to go on all his platforms.
Yes. If you submit us the photos, it will actually update all the listing. But if you have, like, for example, specific photos that you wanted to use, if you email them, just make sure to mark them. And then, so that we know that this picture is specifically for this part of the program or campaign.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what I was thinking. And that, like, I'm sending what I can get right now. But I'm going to put, like, just, well, it's own little, I'll let them know on the beginning of the email that this is the best y'all can choose from. Like, he approves of these to be on his flip show.
Okay.
And then there's, I don't know if you remember, me and you were talking about him talking in the background through his story about him. He agreed to talk in the background. He doesn't want to come out on camera, but he agreed to be in the background and talk about it. So my thing is, that's one thing I haven't done. So I was going to ask you, how do I do that? So is it that I just record us talking or?
Yes, that's correct. You can just go ahead and do the recording, and uh-huh. then we can go ahead and, like, for example, when pictures are, like, showing, uh-huh. there's, like, a background, or while the pictures are doing the slideshow, there will be, like, a background music to it, where, like, it would say, because we'll be making it, like, a video, so it will have, like, his voice at the background speaking.
Okay. Yeah, because I was like, okay, so how do I do that? Do I have to do that, or do they do that, or what the heck?
Just go ahead and record the video, and then we'll select the pictures that we will be showing. Now, please know, each picture, hopefully, like, when we go ahead and say something, your dad says something about a little background, then the picture actually coordinates as well. Like, for example, he's sharing uh-huh. about your family. So at the background, we will show the picture, a picture of the family as well.
Okay. Okay, that's really nice. I will. Okay, I'm going to get him to do that. Like, he's just a little upset mm-hmm. today, so.
Aww.
That's why I was, yeah, he had a really hard day today. And one of the employees is, I can see it. My dad is a very, very perfectionist. Very, very perfectionist. He wants everything perfect to the T, and he had it planned and scheduled. Today was going to be finished and over with at the locations he's at now, and we can start the next one. But now it comes out because of, and it was the weather too over there, and he's not finished today. Probably won't be finished till Monday, and he's not liking it. So I was just hoping there was, like, something good I can actually tell him so he could be a little bit happy. But I'm trying to download the pictures now for some reason. I got lucky. So that's about it, I guess. I was just that, and let me check the email. I think really that's it. Yeah, it says add them to your site. Okay, it says how would you like, they're asking how would I like them added to the site and use any of, okay, so it says and them on your site, update the Google business profile, which one of as the cover versus additional photos. And then it says another one is you use any of the business card headers we discussed. Okay, so I don't get them. Is it that they're talking about the font and stuff?
Would you kindly repeat that once again, please? Can you read it again?
The whole email says, thank you for sending the images link.
Uh-huh.
We receive them. How would you like us to use them? Use these, for example, add them to your main site, which pages or sections. Update your Google business profile, which one as the cover versus additional photos, and then it says use any of the business card headers we discussed.
You may just disregard that photo. It's a general email that we actually it sends back whenever someone sends pictures. This is just to go ahead and check if they have, like, specific areas where they want the pictures to be posted. But mm-hmm. I have already noted here on your account that you will be sending pictures that we will specifically use for the website, especially that one on the home section.
Okay. Yeah, because I just figured it was going to go on all here, but she posted on all his platforms. Because if you go and you look at the pictures on his website and then mm-hmm. go look at the pictures he has on Facebook, there's most of his pictures, they're putting them on his Facebook only. Like the ones mm-hmm. of the kitchen and that that I showed you and sent you,
mm-hmm.
those are on Facebook. But they're not on his profile. Or his website, I mean.
That's right. I'll go ahead and double check on that one to check with the team why it's not posted. Because usually it is actually like synced to all the listings that we have for you.
Yeah, because that's what I figured, and that's why. Okay, mm-hmm. so I was like, that's what I was thinking. But then when I started looking at it, and I'm on mine, and since he's my daddy, it says, "Oh, well, you have a mutual so and so in common." His page, the R&R came out. And that's when I seen all the other pictures, and I'm like, what the heck? And I was like, these are not on his profile of his website. So that's what I was doing, and that's why I have to redo it, because I was trying to get them, copy them from over there and paste them over here besides the ones I have. And that was just, it was just weird to me that it was saying that that it wasn't going on all of his pages. And then I received some other one, and it's not exactly giving me, it just says your profile, your website profile. Hope you're doing well. I received your website, and we found a few technical SEO issues that could be limited its reach visibility. And it says these may impact your ranking and traffic. I don't know if that's from y'all, because it has no email connected to it. There's nothing on it. And it's the, it's my new email. Speak of the devil, here comes, here my daddy's calling right now. Let me answer him, because I don't, he's, yeah. I'll call you right back, Miss Honey.
Okay. Okay.